Coup de pain alors.
We're about to start with the next shlav. Kuf Ayin Aleph. We finished off dealing with Adam and all the different sections, the different aspects. Again, there's just a few examples. Wanted to expand in oneself. Find what interests you and start there. Okay. What is it? Nothing interests you, you're gonna have a hard time. If you don't know what you enjoy, you're gonna have a hard time as well. What's your pleasure? Who doesn't know what his pleasure is, he's gonna have a real hard time doing anything in this world. If you don't know what you enjoy, you're gonna have a real hard time getting into Lama Ba. That I can show you. If that's what you know you enjoy, then you have a need, and then you'll be able to have a chorus of toif to the person that provides you with that meal, and that will develop intimacy, and that will ultimately lead to a relationship with a chorus bowl, which will lead you into Lama Ba. If you don't know what you enjoy, you'll never have a need, you'll never have a chorus of toif, you'll never get anywhere. Yeah. I once heard a very chashuv marriage counselor saying, "If you ask what if your wife asks you what you want for supper, tell her. Tell her you really enjoy something. You may not get it. That's fine. But tell her what you enjoy. Most people don't know what they enjoy. It's like, so what should my pleasure be right now? You know, anyway, that's another subject. That's the whole sort of old prayer. Hashem made us givers, and then He made us the biggest takers in the world. So what do you do with that taking?" That taking is there, that need is there in order to build intimacy, in order to build relationship. Okay, that's another subject. If you look at all the different animals, choose one to start with, maybe. You look at the way they conduct themselves, their food scheme, how they fit into the food chain, the whole story about animals. The Chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be hidden from you if you know how to look at it properly. As we see in many places in Nevi'im, V'ksuvim, these concepts, in ear of Miyochin La'orif Tzteidois, Miyolde, Eloshu, go through Bochi Nafshi. Every Rosh Chodesh we say it. Go have a look there. Noisen the Behema Lachma Kuf Ein Aleph Baruch. Noisen the Behema Lachma Idivne Oire Vashi Kru Vaharbek Sukin Kailu Nemoru. All of the Dovin America spent a lot of time in Shara Bechina. Eov apparently also did. Okay, that we got up to yesterday. So those six lines on animals, you could spend, I mean, that could be expanded into all safety on its own. You just look at what we call nature. You go look at the nature, you go to the zoo, you go, you would be, there's plenty of work to be done there. Ants and elephants and the whole range. It's just the end of the stuff. And you can't say we don't have any, you know, the laboratory is everywhere on mythic. Everywhere. So there's plenty of work to do there for that. What if that interests you? Okay. Then a person will think deeply about the way that the Galgale Harakia has shown him zemi there, but kivunim vami rosam. You go start looking at the sky. You start looking at the different planets and the different sizes and different shapes and the different behaviors. They all do different things. Some of them spin and those they spin around. They go this way, they go that way. They're all different colors. They're made up of different materials. They just ain't lid of a sof. Wow. Look at that. Shebahem maniga shem esidre abriya kulak. What does that mean? With them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the entire Bria Kula. With the Galgala Shamayim. That's for sure. But he says he's manning the world with them. So in the Pisgalei, he gives one pshat, the other pshat in there. But he says like this, Shalpia noigim ayomim valaylois, chadoshim v'shonim, v'chen kriya samahodim v'bishul apeirois, v'yes atzach oylem atluim behem. He's talking about the two big Galgala Hashamayim, the sun and the moon. Our lives are very much conducted via those two things. The days, the months, the years, the seasons, the tide, a lot of stuff that are conducted by the two big ones, but there's millions of them out there. And each one has its particular purpose and need and influence on the Bria. But just the sun and the moon, look at the impact and the influence they have on us. Hashem conducts his world via those two luminaries. And they're pretty impressive. Their predictability, their consistency is incredibly, incredibly impressive. Unbelievable. It's so impressive that human thought can't grasp this. There's no ways with words to even begin to appreciate what we're talking about. Come on, you want to share on covered kale? You want to share on covered shemayim? Hashemayim is up here. So the shemayim is giving a share every day on covered shemayim. And other capitals in Tehillim, Vama David, Vama Oid, Yere Shamecha Maisets, Poisecho, Yarech, Bekochavim, Ashe Konanto. David Melech sees the work of Hashem's fingers, the moon and the stars. Hashem Kononto. Well, okay, there's work to be done there. Start wherever you want. Take out the Rambam, learn Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. That's all just based on the wisdom of understanding how these things function. Today we have so much more information than they had about what's going on up there. It's dazzling and it's beyond comprehension. You can't massacre it, it's too big. But the predictability of it and the order of it is you see the Chochmah of the Boire. The Tov of the Boire we don't see in a lot of the Jupiter doesn't really seem to benefit me that much, you know? Or some galaxy that's 50 trillion kilometers away doesn't really seem to have that much impact on me. The sun and the moon, we see the Tov, we see the Chesed in the sun and the moon. Fantastic. Of all the other planets and the other luminaries, we don't really get to, but the Chochmah you can see. The Chochmah you see or not? Awesomeness, yeah, but it's all being organized and put together and managed with exquisite perfection. There you see the Chochmah. The awesomeness. I don't know what comes first. But they go together. It's like, wow. That wow can't just leave you with a wow. Wow. Okay, and now what? Somebody made that. Somebody's making that. Someone's conducting that orchestra. That's impressive. Yeah. The more you wow, the more you'll investigate the Chochmah. The more you understand the Chochmah, the more wow you'll get. I'm saying, the more you'll be awed. That's Yerushalayim. One aspect of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. The greatest wonder of all the Brim HaGadolim that HaKadosh Baruch created, Shein Adam Nitkalet Behem Tomid, you see them all the time. Who are Shamayim? That's the sky. Shveiz Malkum Shiyam Medoda Malaretz Yira is Chetzi Kippus Hashemayim. A survivor says Kodoretz. Wherever you stand on this planet, you always see half the Kippus Hashemayim. Whatever we call that, that blue thing there, whatever you want to call it, sky. Call it what you want. I don't mind. The sky. Wherever you stand, you're seeing half of it. Somebody looks just at that with understanding, with Bina. He understands that the one that created that with his rotzot, there's no end to his ability. When we see the ruins, you go to the ruins of wherever you want to go, and you see the remnants of these buildings that were there, you go, wow, how did they do that? You just go to the Kaisel. Look at the Kaisel, like, how did they do that? You know, it's impressive. You get, the guys that built that building, you know, you go to Greece and you see all the buildings or whatever from then, before they had electricity and machineries and cranes, whatever. You know, the guys that did this were seriously talented construction guys. You know, they were unbelievable designers, the works they built and whatever. You stand in awe of their ability to create such a building. It's wonderful. These buildings, these ruins, these remnants of these buildings that you see, they testify to the enormous strength and the power and the organizational abilities, etc., etc. The pyramids. They were able to build such unbelievably strong buildings, and they're still around today. If you're getting awestruck, people pay good money. They fly all over the world to go see these things. They're paying good money to get awestruck by all these unbelievable things that people did in the past. And we talk about, you know, not necessarily very important stuff they did. How much more so she could be awestruck and amazed and stunned and aroused to awesomeness when you think a little bit about the Boreh Shamayim V'aretz and everything that's in it. Bli yegiyah v'tircha. He does it without any. It's effortless. The lawless atzmus v'abo. No effort, no toil. Yesh miayin. Without any pre-existing raw materials. Whatever men built and developed and did, as awesome as it is, but they had the raw materials to do it with. They didn't have to create the raw materials, yesh miayin, before they made the building. They had the wood, they built the building. They didn't have to make the wood. They have to invent trees. They had it. They had to take stones. Well, there are no stones. How are we going to make a building? Oh, okay, let there be stones. Oh, got it. You know, wave his magic wand and there be stones. You know, they chip away at the stones for 2,000 years. No. Hashem says, yesh miayin. Bli kol hechrach. And he had no one forcing him. He didn't have to do it. Nothing's forcing him. He didn't need a roof over his head. That's why he built a house. With the word of Hashem, the Shemaim was made, and with the breath of his mouth, but a fresh air, everything that inhabits the world. Okay, I got that, Rabbi. We can go weiter now. That's Poshut for sure, of course. Yesh Miayin, of course. So there's no excuses because the sky is always available. You're always in the laboratory. You always look at the sky and wonder how far that is. How far is that? How far does that, where does it end? Ever done that? You lie on the beach and you look at the sky and you think, where does that end? And then you go far, 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 and then you're just about to get to then you go, no, it's much further. Yeah. Once you go to the moon and then you keep going, how far can you go before you hit the end of the world? I wonder how far that is.
Here, no?
It can't be infinite. Because it's part of the Bria. The universe is finite. Hashem's infinite. But that which he created, Bereshis Bara, is finite. He's infinite. So the universe that he created is finite. How big is it? Trillions and trillions and trillions. I mean, we haven't even...
And then there's an end to it. What's behind it?
It has to end. It has to end at some point. It must. If it had a beginning, it must have an end. If it has a beginning, it has to have an end. Infinite doesn't begin, it doesn't have an end. Except, that's what I'm saying. The universe is finite. That's for sure. There's a finite amount of sand on the beach. There's a finite amount of leaves on it. It's finite. It boggles the mind. Somebody said should in my shit. You want to kick him off? I'm just should. Good. Good.
Why?
Shoot. Instead of saying should, say I would really like to be able to, but get rid of the should word. It's an unnecessary abuse of yourself. Should never lead anywhere except misery. Okay. And the more you get used to doing this, the more you go deeper and deeper into seeing the Chokhmah of Hashem that you see apparent in the Bria, you will find in addition to that which the creation, the creatures, us, everything else that we've spoken about, testifies to the godliness and the oneness of the Boira. There's not one of them that was created. I'll put it this way. They were all created in order to bring the purpose, with the goal of bringing Toele's purpose to man. They're all there to benefit me. Ah, what do you mean? We just said those stars, whatever, every leaf that falls off a tree is for my benefit. Every grain of sand, whatever. I get it, you know. So he says, Ela shebechelek me'abruim golu la'ein kol ha'toeles v'toy v'shem yivin adam. Some things are toshut. The sun, you see straight away, you know, all the benefit, not all of it, but at least we don't know all the benefit the sun gives us. We don't know everything, but a big chunk we understand. Without the sun, you know where you'd be. You wouldn't be worrying about where you'd be, because you wouldn't be. So. But yeah, see the toeles. A lot of things you see the benefit. Apple seed. It's like a bite of an apple. So you don't have to think, well, I want to actually credit apples. I don't really, you know, I get it. What's the big deal with an apple? Oh, you see the toilet straight away. The first time you encounter certain things, you don't see like what the great benefit is they're giving me. I've managed quite well without flies. benefit? Cockroaches, benefit? I mean, there are a lot of things in the world that if I created the world, I would have managed to go create the world without them, because we need these things. But they're there for my good. Otherwise, Hashem wouldn't have created them, because everything he created is for my benefit. So some things are obvious, some things are not so obvious. The God, anybody need to be explained why light is a gnostic? It's a benefit. Thank you very much for the light, Hashem. Like you were saying, in the middle of a fog, it's, you know, thank you for the light. You don't have to be a genius to work that one out. Who needs darkness? Why does that benefit from darkness? Today we don't have this problem. We don't have night. We don't have a thing called darkness, and therefore I can't do anything, and therefore I waste my time, because once you're doing anything, well, it's dark. We just put on the lights. We don't have night time anymore. We don't know what that means. We've lost the whole musag of light. But darkness in and of itself doesn't really seem to be that beneficial. Again, you have to imagine what this looks like. We have no idea what that looks like. Except when there's a hafsakat chashmal, maybe, and then you become completely incapable of doing anything. Have a hafsakat chashmal at night, you become completely, completely incapable of doing anything. You just sit there like kvetching. Go to bed. That's it. Shumam, betelim. That's it. 6 o'clock. Why are you going to bed? Stop. That's how people used to live. Or they used to learn. Rambam says, Reif Chochma Sabaleilois. I'll touch on that a bit. Achlamita shel dovet toeles achveshech rabo ishein. Kilule cheshkes alayle ayagufim shel Reif ba'al hachayim holchim le'ibud al yedei yigiyosam v'yisam tzusam utnoseyem habilti poiskes. Which we see happening today. If it wasn't for darkness, most living creatures would just die, because they would never stop toiling and putting in effort and moving. That's why truck drivers today have to drink buckets of caffeine to keep them awake, because they're on the road 15 hours a day. People are working 3 shifts. Yeah. The McCollet's open till 11. Why? It's closed at 5, and then the guy can go have a laugh. No, it's going to be open till 11. There's stores on Thursday night, you shall open the whole night. You go shopping for Shabbos at 2 o'clock in the morning. So you're kidding yourself. That's the physical problems. But they're laili mitchalek azman lechalokim. Dainu lirugoyim, shows, yomim, etc. But they're daily ef shalanu laisez chishuve zman. Because you have a thing called dark, you have night. We have all sorts of things called hours and days, and can make all cheshbonos. If you didn't have the night time, you just have one long day. One long day. Yom Shekulu Shabbos. One long day without any interruptions. Correct. Yep. Nachon. There are places in the world where you don't have night, or you don't have day, depending on what time of the year it is. Without darkness, you wouldn't have time. I'm not sure that means things. I'm not exactly sure what he means here, but okay, I get it. I have no idea what that's got to do with anything. You slipped that window. I don't know. It sneaked in. Yeah, we're talking about cheshbonos of zman, and suddenly he talks about your digestive system. So we have to look at Samach Vav and see what's going on. The Ika digestion is at night. Therefore, if you didn't have night, you wouldn't sleep. Your digestive system would unravel. I saw a study not long ago, about 2 years ago, where they linked cancer to light. Since we're getting so much light, the cells are losing control of themselves. A major study done. Major study. Who told me about this? Dr. Bortz told me about Rav Tetzer's brother-in-law told me about this. That they've linked too much light to certain cancer growths, which makes sense. No, that's sun. No, we're not talking about sun. We're talking about light. You're sitting in your bedroom. You don't need sunscreen. The lights are on. You're getting too much light. Yeah, light. You're up till 4 o'clock in the morning because the lights are on, sitting in front of a screen. And you don't have a normal. Rav Avigdor has all shared just on the benefits of sleep. How much I can say, you have to have Hashem that we sleep. Look how much of the body gets restored. Look how much healthy is just in sleep. Person's exhausted. He's tired. He can't go on anymore. He puts his head down half an hour. He gets up. He's ready to go. He's got new koyach. What happened? Sleep's miraculous. Okay, you can do what you want with this light, with this darkness story, all the benefits of darkness. For sure, without darkness, we wouldn't have the differentiation of time. That's clear. Okay, you want to take that deeper. If that interests you, then you'll use that. You'll go deeper there. But definitely there's... Correct. Das. Night is mandas, because you're cut off from everything else, and therefore you're forced into yourself. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says, Roev chachmosa belaila. He doesn't mean in kamut. He can't mean in kamut. Most people learn most of their Torah during the day. But the eichut of the Torah, the quality of the Torah, the depth of the Torah is at night. Why? Because you cut off from everything else. The kids have all gone to bed. The world stops. You don't have to think about work. You know, people are working 24 hours a day because he has a business in Australia and one in New York, and he's. I told you, I met a guy once. He heard whatever. He was so excited because he got the first waterproof phone that could work in the shower. Gewaldig. I'm always excited. I would be horrified. I would deny having such a thing. Work in the shower. Someone told me if he gets a WhatsApp, a business WhatsApp at 3 o'clock, he's in South Africa. He gets a business WhatsApp at 3 o'clock in the morning from New York. If he doesn't respond within 10 minutes, he's lost the deal. They have the whole night. They're working. I'm not about the guys that live in Israel and work American hours. There's no night anymore. We've lost das. That's why you have a generation that has no das. That's all sugi of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was married. It was Natan. That's another interesting sugya. About Natan completely lost on us. He's going to explain that we need light even at night, because there's things you need to do at night. So he'll explain that Hashem gave us this thing called fire. It enables you to learn at night. Because how are you going to learn otherwise if you don't have... It was once Avskat Chashman in Meir Sharim. Rabbi Elisha stood by the window learning the whole night. So there was a street light outside. He had Avskat in his house. He stood in his Gemara by the window the whole night. His grandson came in the next morning, or his wife, I can't remember what stage of his life it was, found him standing outside the window, looking, learning with the light. Now, he was quite capable of learning by peer, I promise you. He felt there was an added quality of his learning. So he stood the whole night by the window. So there's a benefit in the dark of having light as well. That's why Hashem gave us fire.